I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. We're getting some feedback on our Boswell's ballpark list from Ryan. I've been to the new Busch Stadium. Hang on, the tweets are coming in fast. I've been to the new Busch Stadium, but it sucks compared to Minute Maid. Damn right it does.
Hell yeah.
They have a cool ballpark village outside, though. That is true. If you could somehow take the Edo area around the Dynamo Stadium... And I don't want to steal it from the Dynamo, but for baseball purposes, if that were somehow portable, and on baseball days you could pick up all those bars and restaurants that are near BBVA and plunk them over next to Minute Maid, that would be amazing.
Well, it's not that far.
Yeah, but you got to walk like under the freeway. And
true.
It's nice when you just walk across the street and go get yourself a brewski.
The ballpark, I think it's called the Experience in St. Louis, is it only opened up a couple of years ago. Yeah. It's amazing, really.
Yeah, yeah. Hung out with a bunch of Yankee fans across the street from Yankee Stadium. I didn't know any of them. We just went to a bar. We went to a place called The Dugout across the street.
So you kept your Red Sox hat in your bag?
Yeah. No. Well, Amy's a Yankee fan, so she had a Yankee hat
okay,
on.
All right.
So I'm like, I'm with the girl with the Yankee hat and the big boobs. Yeah.
Wait, from Deer Park and she's a Yankee fan?
She likes the Yankees, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's a bit of a front runner.
Right.
That's why she's dating me.
Started cheering for him when Andy Pettit played for him. Deer Park zone.
Yeah, probably. That may have something to do with it. Rich, would you like to...
I would, and I'd like to add, since this is the With All Due Respect segment, with all due respect, at some point, we've got to at least make brief mention of that abomination I pulled out of my mailbox yesterday.
What happened? Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll get to
Me
that.
Too, and I threw it away right away.
I salute that gesture.
Okay.
My story comes from Florida, and it involves...
Would you like some banjos?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. This is not a sort of typical Florida story, but Florida's Florida.
Yeah. If it takes place within the borders of the state of Florida, right. It is a Florida
there
story.
There don't appear to be any missing teeth or mullets in this story.
It's okay.
But this story is about a rather attractive Instagram model by the name of Brissa Dominguez,
yeah.
25 years old. She has 74,000 followers on Instagram. I'm guessing that's a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Her online handle, you guys have to help me with this. It's spelled B-A-Y-B-A-D, like Baybad.
Baybad.
D-I-E, and then Brie, B-R-I-E. It's all one word.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of letters.
Baybadabrie? I have no idea.
Baybad.
Anyway.
Yeah.
74,000 followers.
But she's hot.
She's hot.
Okay. That's what's important.
Apparently, last Wednesday morning at the Edge Hotel in Clearwater, and when I say morning, I'm talking 4:20 in the morning.
Oh,
nothing good happens at 4:20 in the morning.
I beg to differ.
Brea Dominguez apparently was causing a disturbance. The hotel manager asked her to leave. She refused. Police were called, and Officer Richard Edmonds wrote the police report. And he noted that they, quote, found the defendant to be nude in the lobby of the hotel.
And
after he handed Dominguez a towel to cover herself, she, quote, used said towel to strike me in the face by swinging it in a whipping motion.
Oh, did she swing it like a whip or did she do that thing where you kind of...
I think she snapped it. I think she snapped it. So
it's a badass move.
Edmonds and a couple of other cops sought to arrest her. And from that point forward, it was on.
Yeah.
She kicked three cops, attempted to bite and spit on one of the officers. Edmonds was on the receiving end of a mule kick.
Wow.
From the 5'4", 130-pound Instagram model. It doesn't say in the story if any of the cops trying to subdue her were female. Yeah. But if there had been a female cop...
A cat fight.
That's what we would have had.
We would have had a cat fight.
A cat fight in Florida, nothing better.
The only thing it's missing is a Walmart.
Yeah, so yeah. She's in trouble. She's been charged with trespassing, resisting an officer with violence, felony, battery on a law enforcement officer, felony.
Wow.
Three charges, two of them felonies. She is free on $10,000 bond.
We call that efficiency.
With all due
respect. Two felonies and three charges.
Yes. With all
due respect. James Harden.
Exactly. With all due respect, at the same time they arrested her, the cops also found a 25-year-old man walking around naked in the lobby.
Wait, what?
It was unclear whether the man who was uncooperative and intoxicated had anything to do with Dominguez or has any sort of following on Instagram.
It is Florida. It could just be a random naked dude.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
With all due respect, where's the video?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, two things. Well, let me say first, when I compared her to James Harden, I don't mean Harden's a felon. I mean she was highly efficient. Like Harden.
Yes.
Three crimes, two felonies. That's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah.
I saw the picture that went with this story when BMAC sent it to us.
Yeah.
She bears a striking resemblance to one Kimberly Kardashian in the picture.
She's very attractive.
That's who I thought it was. I'm like, ooh, we have a Kardashian? Is Kardashian the obligatory lovely lady of the day?
I actually thought of Tony Parker's ex when I saw
her. Oh, Eva Longoria.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she was as ample-bosomed as this woman
I think
is.
You're right.
Yeah,
Ava's kind of tiny.
She is. She is. I like her. I'm with you on that.
Yes. Si, senor.
Yeah. Are you saying that because you're still coming back from Mexico?
I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
Just getting rid of all the unnecessary bad Spanish.
All the Mexicanity?
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. I mean, hola, senor. I said it 1,000 times.
I did, but yeah, that is true. All right. My story takes place in Western Pennsylvania, which is it's like the Florida of Pennsylvania.
Oh, I've been through Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's not pretty in a lot of places. Pittsburgh's very nice, but outside of that, very Florida-like. If you start straying away from the metropolitan areas.
A little backward.
Yeah, you got that right. And this is about a 38-year-old woman in Western Pennsylvania. It happened in Penn Hills, which is in Allegheny County. It's right near, I think that's where Pittsburgh is.
Yeah.
It's in Allegheny County. In the wee hours of Monday morning. So this is just a couple days ago. And a woman and a man, the man was not immediately identified publicly. But the man fell asleep in the basement of the couple's home. This is a couple. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Boyfriend, girlfriend. And after the man dozed off, following an argument between the two, his girlfriend, identified as Leanne Sepeliak, and Rich, count up the names, Leanne Sepeliak.
Yeah, exactly. But that last name tells me she's a pierogi eater from way
yeah,
back.
Yeah, she is. She's from the old country. She's 38 years old, and all three names are in the story, so we know bad things happened. At that point, when he dozed off following the argument, he did what any girlfriend would do. Poured gasoline on him and lit a cigarette and lit him on fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's bad, but funny. Oh, my goodness.
Apparently realizing what she had done,
right,
which is basically set another human being on fire.
Yeah.
At this point, it's attempted murder. After an untold amount of time, is what the police report says, she then attempted to douse the flames.
Well, I mean, at least she had a change of heart.
Whoa, hang on. She attempted to douse the flames with a bucket of urine that the couple used as a toilet in the basement of the home.
Oh, my God. I never thought at any point in this show the phrase bucket of urine would make its way into the conversation.
Bucket of urine that they had in the basement of the... Now, this is up in the north. Now, we all live in the south here, but Rich, you lived in the northeast growing up. Now, you were in an apartment building, though, growing up.
I lived in the third floor of a... brownstone walk-up.
Okay. Standalone houses up in the northern, north of the Mason-Dixon line, let's say, all have basements. Even tiny houses have basements.
They do.
That's a big thing up there.
Right.
They were keeping this bucket of urine in the basement of their home, and all I can think is that the goal when you have a basement is to eventually, hopefully, finish the basement and turn it
right
into like a home theater or a weight room or an office or another bedroom or whatever.
Lower a basket of lotion into a big hole.
Well, not everybody does that. And I don't know that I would call that a basement necessarily. But let's stick with actual...
More of a torture well.
Yeah, let's stick okay with actual basements. And so when you finish the basement, a lot of times people will add a bathroom down there.
Yes.
And all I can think is that... Maybe Leanne and the unnamed man you know, their version of a finished basement was having a TV sitting on a stool, a couple of bean bags, and their bathroom was the bucket at the
bucket
back end.
Bucket and a
of
roll
the,
of TP.
Bucket at the back end of the basement. That was their toilet. God.
Actually, have some audio from Leanne after she put out the fire. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Get some aspirins and wipe that shit off.
Welcome in the conversation at any point.
I'm lightheaded from laughing at that.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So did it work? Did it put out the fire? Or is that like, you know, the worst thing you can do? Well, does urine spark flames instead of dousing them?
Yeah, here's the update on both parties.
Okay.
So Pelyak's been charged with attempted homicide.
She should be.
Yeah, she should be. Yeah. The boyfriend is hospitalized with burns, but is expected to recover.
Wow. That's hardcore.
All due respect, just looking at a picture of this woman.
Yeah, she doesn't look too happy.
I don't know that I would want her urine dumped on an open burn wound anywhere. You're asking for some sort of nasty infection. You saw her mugshot, B-Mac.
But Sean, by the way you phrased that, that means there are some people on this planet whose urine would be acceptable
to
you.
If I were on fire, yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, yes, I'd rather somebody dump urine on me and put out a fire than burn like a fried potato chip.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get
like a piece of toast in an overdrawn toaster.
I want to know if urine's flammable.
Hers might be.
Right. Alcohol content.
Look at her, Rich. Do you want to see her?
I've seen her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
A beaut.
A beaut is a good way to put it.
Hey, we're going to do All Due Respect again at 5:30 just because we feel like it today. Today is a we feel like it day.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. And we're overflowing with stories. And our stories are overflowing with urine. All right. That was All Due Respect. Stupid people.
Get the text message page back at some point. We could do another damn straight advice.
We could if we want to. We don't even need a reason.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.